If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at innovativewellness.center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. Innovativewellness.center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. Innovativewellness.center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, innovativewellness.center.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live.
Are you ready? Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
It's Wrestling Observer Live, and we're off! Wait, no. No, we're on. We're off and running for sure, though. And that number, 7 days a week, Monday through Friday, 3 p.m. Eastern, noon Pacific. Sundays, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Saturdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, with the delightful Andrew Zarian. That number, 1-800-878-PLAY, though I don't know if we're going to have time for that today. It is Jim Valley.
Thicker than a Snickers.
The effing king of recovery.
Faster than a cat with whiskers.
Back because of the fans.
Each and every one of you.
The largest gathering of trailer park trash.
You all fat, neck, bearded, mouth breathing trolls.
So the good news is today's show is already gone longer than 17 seconds. Screwed that up last week. I'm sorry. But today, you've got a full show. No time for apologies. Save that for after the show. But mainly because we've got a lot of spoilers starting now. G1 Climax Finals coming up today in Tokyo. Zack Sabre Jr. versus Yota Tsuji. Sabre beat Shingo Takagi. Great match. Then Tsuji defeated David Finlay. Another great match. And here's the kicker. Tsuji hit the double overhook suplex, also known as the deadbolt suplex, which is the signature of Yuya Uemura, his rival, who injured his arm and had to drop out of this year's tournament. Then he hit the Gene Blaster for the second time and got the pin. So Zack Sabre Jr. wins the A block. Yota Tsuji hits the winning B block. And we're going to have a first-time winner. The first time since Kota Ibushi, but first time in 2018. Amazing. We'll talk about the G1 a little bit more. Plus, All Japan has made news. We got SmackDown. We've got Rampage. We got everything. Stand by, Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
Attention men, here's a great way to have more fun in bed and save money. If you want to take something like Viagra, they can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Yes, $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men to improve their performance and confidence. You'll love them. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get 50 or more for around $100. You'll save hundreds of dollars off retail prices. That's enough to buy your date a nice dinner. Don't pay expensive prices for Viagra. Call now. Order 50 or more of our blue pills and pay as little as $2 a pill and save hundreds of dollars. Call anytime for confidential shipping.
Call Steel Man Pills now. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Keep listening for a free virus protection offer. Protect your computer from crashing and online scams. According to national research, one-third of all computers are infected with some sort of computer malware. And one-third of you have been a victim of online fraud. Protect yourself now with My Computer Works. We're an 18-year-old U.S.-based company with a 4.8 Google rating. We've helped your neighbors protect their computers for almost 20 years. And now you too can be protected for less than $1 a day. Get your total PC home support right now. Call our U.S.-based specialist right now and learn about our free offer. And remember, if we can't help you, our services cost you nothing. So call right now.
800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. 800-352-7618. That's 800-352-7618.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time. Time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. 800-215-6812. That's 800-215-6812.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Observer Live. You know, talking about the G1. Finals tonight. Zack Sabre Jr. against Yota Tsuji. And on one hand, seems like a Japanese star might be best for a Japanese promotion. Look back at Tanahashi, Nakamura. But I can't help but wonder if Daniel Bryan, that little guy, that little liar, just learned how to lie, was hinting at anything. That interview when he said he wanted Zack Sabre Jr. to win the G1 and then the IWGP title. Because, you know, in January they've got Wrestle Kingdom, of course. Tonight's winner will challenge for the title at Wrestle Kingdom. But then, the next night, January 5th, they've got that combined show, Wrestle Dynasty. You wonder, Daniel Bryan find a way to wrestle Zack Sabre Jr. on that card? I don't know, but I wouldn't put it past him. Little scam. Well, New Japan isn't the only company in Japan making news. There's a new All Japan Triple Crown champion, Yuma Aoki, who beat Yuma Anzai. And it's Aoki's second title reign. And his first one, if you remember, I don't kind of seemed like it was cut short when Nakajima beat him. And it seemed like a good idea at the time. So maybe All Japan is back on track, the second reign of Yuma Aoki. So we shall see. Also tonight, I tell you, God, there's so much stuff. Third and last Triple Mania tonight at the Mexico City Arena in Mexico City. For the AAA Mega Championship, Nick Namath defends against Alberto Patron. Three-way for the AAA Tag Team titles, Negro Casas and Psycho Clown versus Dr. Wagner Jr. and Galeno Del Mal versus Team India of Raj Desi, the former Jinder Mahal, and Satnam Singh with Jeff Jarrett in their corner. So you got two families, Team India, three-way for the titles. Casket match. It's part of his retirement tour, which is drawn surprisingly well in Mexico. Vampiro versus a mystery opponent, or opponents. Announced as his last match in the building. He's going to retire. Someday. Then for the Cruiserweight title, Commander versus Laredo Kid versus Matt Riddle. That known Cruiserweight, Matt Riddle. It should be an interesting match. Women's title, Flammer versus Lady Apache. Also a gauntlet match on the show. The main event, a 9-man mask versus hair Dome of Death cage match. So you've got three teams of three. La Psycho Circus, La Secta Cibernetica, and Los Vipers. And last person in the ring, of course, must unmask or shave their head. Look, I wish Triple A all the best. There are some talented people in Triple A. But every time, it seems, every time, there are technical problems. The matches just fall apart and drag. It just is always the most frustrating experience. Best of luck. Watch it on Triller tonight, 10 p.m. Eastern. Oh, I feel bad for you people on the East Coast. 10 p.m. My God, you're getting to bed like at 3. So it's going to happen. Anyway, Triplet Mania. SmackDown last night. The big news. Roman Reigns returned, only to be laid out by the new Bloodline. Is that what you call him? The Bloodline? You know, the new ones. The bad guys. Solo Sikoa's Bloodline. You know, Roman seemingly took out Solo. Who looked, I gotta say, they took him out of his dinner jacket. And he looks more threatening out of the dinner jacket. So that was better. Roman picked up the Ulafala, that necklace. Sacred family necklace. And seemed relieved to put it around his neck. But just as he was getting a little satisfaction, can't get no satisfaction. Jacob Fatu attacked Reigns. Triple power bomb by Tama Tonga, Fatu, and Sikoa. Roman through the table. They rolled him back into the ring. The Ulafala is back around the neck of Solo Sikoa. We the ones. SmackDown is out. People were like, never seen Roman laid out like that. And it's interesting. This is, seems to be picking up pace for, I don't know what. Seems like it's not quite as slow, so that's maybe a good thing. Now, the show opened with Tiffany Stratton introducing women's champion Nia Jax for the Tiffy Celebration. Nia carried to the ring on a throne. Very sparkly, regal clothing. Not William Regal. Regal, queen-like. Tiffany said that she wanted to pay Nia back for all she'd done. And Nia was like, well, you know, this really isn't my style. Pink's not my vibes. You can kind of tell they're frenemies. Pretty Deadly was there. They sang a duet. Was it bad? Was it good? Was it so good it was bad? So bad it was good? You tell me. Meechan then came out, hit the ring with the kendo stick, railed everybody, nailed everybody, and everybody bailed. Backstage, Naomi, Jade, and Bianca, they're going to face Alba, Isla, and Blair Davenport next week. Another Andrade, Carmelo Hayes match. They've got great chemistry. Fans seem to enjoy these two going at it. Andrade was 2-0 going into the match. Andrade missed the moonsault. Carmelo tried to hit a tilt-a-whirl. Andrade tried to counter, but Carmelo sat down, pinned him. So it's now 2-1. You know, Andrade, by the way, hit a great spinning back elbow. It's a killer, killer move. That might be his new finish. After the match, Melo was bragging about winning, and Andrade decked him big brawl, so these two may fight. They may fight forever. People seem cool with that. Naomi versus Blair Davenport. Now look, a lot of people complaining. I know Orlando is Naomi's hometown, but look, if Blair didn't win this, Naomi's got nothing to do. So Blair tied Naomi to the Tree of Woe, dropped down on her, looked a little awkward, hit the Kamigoye for the pin. 1, 2, 3. Off of video package, WWE is always great at the video packages. Kevin Owens versus Grayson Waller. Kevin went to powerbomb Waller on the ring apron, but Austin Theory made the save. Theory grabbed some chairs. They were going to kill Kevin when Cody ran down to make the save. He and Kevin destroyed Theory and Waller with chair shots, sent them packing. Really loud Cody chants. I don't know if you know this, but Cody is the WWE champion. Little known fact. Backstage, Tama put the Ula Fala on Solo, who said tonight, Roman will acknowledge him. Spoiler alert, he did not. Santos was at dinner with Angel, Umberto, and Elektra. Vows to win the U.S. title from LA Knight next week. Take out the Trailer Park Drag. What, Knight's new t-shirt? Anyway, we'll wrap up SmackDown, talk about AEW, and much more. Stand by. Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer.
Attention, fellow conservative investors. What does the name Reagan mean to you? It stands for being the ultimate conservative. It also stands for the Reagan Gold Group. Do you see storm clouds approaching? The stock market hates uncertainty, and there are plenty of reasons to be concerned. High inflation, unstable debt, and economic uncertainty are just a few. You have car insurance, homeowners insurance, and life insurance. But do you have insurance for your retirement savings and your 401k? We urge all fellow conservative investors to learn about the one asset that could help ensure your nest egg doesn't crack under economic pressure. G-O-L-D. Gold. Call the one name any conservative investor needs to know about. Reagan Gold Group.
800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. 800-360-1917. That's 800-360-1917.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now, before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
This report is sponsored by After School Alliance. A million people are rallying for after school as part of the 24th annual Lights On After School, organized by the After School Alliance. The event shines a light on the many ways after school programs engage children and youth by making learning fun and providing educational and enriching activities. After school programs are especially important as students recover from the pandemic, but funding shortfalls have left nearly 25 million kids without the after school programs their parents want for them. Quality after school programs keep kids safe, inspire them to learn, and give parents peace of mind. Alliance Executive Director, Jody Grant.
Every day, after-school programs across our country help students discover their talents, build their confidence, and foster their creativity through enrichment and academic supports. As we continue to recover from the pandemic, it's essential that many more students and families have access to these programs. This year, 8,000 Lights On after-school events will focus on the benefits after-school programs provide.
Visit www.afterschoolalliance.org to learn more about Lights On After School.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Live Sports Byline Broadcasting Network. SmackDown. It's interesting. I can't decide. Do people love or hate SmackDown right now? Because timeline, in real time, the show's on. Everybody loves it. Roman Reigns. Matches are good. Everybody loves it. Then, like, the next day or later in the week, oh, SmackDown's boring. It's a boring show. It's one of the worst shows. Raw is so much better, so I can't. I mean, every show cannot be a blockbuster. They've got to build to things. But I don't know. Can't figure that out. LA Knight. Responding to Santos in their match next week, says he's not worried about a cross-eyed half-wit calling him trash. He said, next week, trash is going to put Santos on his ass. Backstage, Piper and Chelsea were furious that Nietzsche now has a title shot against Nia Jax. They went to go complain. A great match. Want to be best match on SmackDown. Maybe all year. Maybe. Quite possibly. Street Profits versus DIY with Trick Williams watching from the crowd. Crowds chanting, this is awesome. Gargano tried the spear through the ropes. Dawkins caught him. Twisting neckbreaker. Mid-move. Doomsday Blockbuster. 1, 2, 3. You know, they kind of are start and stop. They're here, they're there, they're on TV, they're off TV. With Street Profits. But that was a great match. So that was great. Hopefully we'll see more of that and see the Street Profits, I don't know, do something. So after TV, then the last segment, of course, was Roman Reigns, the Bloodline. But after TV, you know, they were in Orlando, hot crowd, and Jey Uso talked about losing Alpha. Thanked the crowd for supporting him and his family after very rough weeks. Crowd, of course, very appreciative of the Usos, Roman Reigns, and everybody for being there after their recent losses. Both Alpha and Sika just such a close proximity to each other. It's remarkable. Something else I want to mention. You know, the crowd was super hot, Orlando, for everything. And they weren't hot, well, for everything. NXT champions, Ethan Page, Roxanne Perez, the crowd, and they're great. It's no disrespect to them. It's not their fault. Just the crowd is not familiar with them. So they were quiet for the NXT people. And that is completely understandable. That's going to happen as far as whatever. So I don't think anybody should blame them for the reaction or even blame the crowd. It's like there's a lot of people who are just happy watching WWE. And that's totally fine. Roxanne and Ethan, you know, they get to the main roster, then Dale come there. So it doesn't mean anything. On Rampage, opened up the conglomeration tag team of Mark Briscoe, Orange Cassidy, and Ishii beat the Outrunners and the Butcher with Erica Lee in their corner. Kyle O'Reilly on commentary called Ishii of the agglomeration, the hot one of the team. He knows. It's Hot Boy Summer with Lacey in AEW. Nyla Rose beat Erica Lee, who was with the Outrunners, and she's got kind of her hair's all disheveled. She's looking around all confused. It was very funny. She pulled it off really well. When she finally realized she had to face Nyla, she didn't about face, tried to run away. Nyla grabbed her by the hair. Boom, boom, boom. Beast bomb. 1, 2, 3. Took me longer to describe. Saraya and Harley Cameron came to the ring. Harley was very funny. Talked about it being Saraya's birthday, I believe, today. All in. Tony Storm came out. Challenged Saraya to Dynamite in Cardiff. And if Saraya beats Tony, she could be on the All-In card. Saraya said she was going to kick Tony's ass. Tony said, darling, you're going to need a bigger foot. Line from Jaws. Need a bigger boat. Yeah, you got it. Nick Wayne beat Kip Sabian. Kip Sabian's a babyface now. That happens a lot. Kind of plug people in where they need them. Nick hit Wayne's World. Kip kicked out. A little outside out for Mama Wayne. Wayne's World again. 1, 2, 3. Nick Wayne is your winner. Roosh and Kyle Fletcher beat Rhett Titus and KM. And backstage, sitting on the stairs together, Kyle apologized to Don Callis for his actions last week. Callis said, kid, no problem. You're the gold standard. You can do. You have a lot of leeway. So they've patched that, seemingly. We'll see. We'll see about that. But it was kind of odd. See Kyle back with the family in a match. Explained it afterwards, but still. A little odd. Anyway, Top Flight. And I saw in Ring of Honor last week, Top Flight had their new outfits, look like pilots, airline pilots, and then Layla Gray is their flight attendant. I thought, well, that could be fun. And I automatically thought he was a heel. He was heel giving. Seemed like heels to me. But then, turns out it's not. And not only is it Darius and Dante Martin, also Action and Dreddy, and I believe AR Fox. But anyway, they're all pilots now. So they're all doing this airline gimmick as baby faces. We'll see how that works out. I'm going to keep an open mind. They faced MXM, Dante Pin Mansoor, the crossover splash. Fun match. They did a bit where Mansoor was attracted to both Layla on one side of the ring, Mason, his partner, on the other. They stuck out their tushes at him. He couldn't decide. Then he got a super kick. AEW Collision tonight. It's the end of an era. The end of the residency at the eSports Arena in Arlington, Texas. The eSportatorium. Overall, you have to say, it was a success. They drew well, and fans loved it. I think the crowd loved it. It was a huge win, I think, for Martos and for debuting Hologram. They were both super over with that crowd. You know, as you know, with TNA running, you know, just the Impact Zone forever. Sometimes running the same venue again and again. Yeah, it's only 1,000 fans, but are those fans going to get bored seeing the same company for a month and a half, whatever it was? No, it did well. Actually, I think it was a success, and I wouldn't be surprised if we'll see maybe more venues like this pop up and more contracts like this, and more residencies around the country. So good for them. Boy, Texas loves it some wrestling. is obviously all out. Coming to Texas, Arlington, in 2025. Sting even in it. He may be there. Interesting. Anyway, tonight, for the last show at the East Sportatorium, FTR versus the Acclaimed, winner faces the Bucks for the titles at All In. Could we see a three-way? We'll see. Undisputed Kingdom defend the ROH titles against Dustin Rhodes and Sammy Guevara. Eddie Kingston will address All In London 2024. Plus, there's a film by Toni Storm. TNT Champ, or is that the film? Anyway, Toni Storm's doing her gimmick. TNT Champion Jack Perry will be in action. Dr. Britt Baker, DMD, one-on-one against Harley Cameron in singles action. Harley's been very funny and better than she should be in the ring. We'll see how the crowd, 1,000 people, react to Britt Baker back from her sort of kayfabe, sort of real life suspension. She babyface, she a heel. Will the crowd even care? Is Harley such a heel? She'll be able to keep Britt a babyface. We will find out. But again, kind of a bummer. Last one, the Eastport Arena. No Mortos, no Hologram. I mean, those guys were over. Like the house. Mortos and Hologram. Anyway, coming up, I don't want to do it. Don't. All right. Stand by, Jim Valley.
Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Pull up to the scene with my ceiling missing. Middle finger up to my competition.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
What would you do if you had a broken bone? You'd go to the doctor and use your insurance, right? Well, what would you do if you have a serious problem with drugs and alcohol? Most people do nothing until it's way too late. Your insurance can help you get clean and sober with the assistance of a place like the Detox and Treatment Helpline. Many times, addiction treatment is fully covered. So why not use your insurance to treat your addiction problem just like you would if you had a broken bone? And with the Family Medical Leave Act, you're allowed to take time off by law, and your employer doesn't need to know the reason. So there are two good reasons. You've got insurance you can use for your addiction problem, and with the Family Medical Leave Act, it's completely confidential. Call now, 800-771-4125. That's 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 800-771-4125. 4125.
Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who'll sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. 800-251-7816. That's 800-251-7816.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Now, before we begin, let me say, I have nothing but respect for Mark Henry, his accomplishments as an athlete. He is very respected today as a veteran in professional wrestling the world. Wrestling, which is son, nothing but the best. Sometimes even good people can be, say the wrong thing, maybe just a little off, a little misguided maybe, their opinions. Maybe, I'd like to think that's what's happened here. Haven't heard. Someone asked Mark Henry about the Janelle Grant situation and everything surrounding. Man, all of that. Talked about Vince saying Vince is going through, as Mark saying this, going through a tough time. All the stuff that happened recently. I never saw none of that. Never heard no negativity like that. Him playing a damn joke on me was the worst of it. Like, where I felt like, okay, that infringed on the business, but nothing remotely bad. I just say about Vince, I took some heat for saying that before. People were like, you're being insensitive. There's other people that suffered. Yeah, but some of those people that y'all talking about suffering, their suffering got worse when the money ran out. Where was the suffering when they were getting BMWs? $1 million. Did that pacify the suffering? Because your suffering, if you're suffering, should suffer all the time. Nothing. Should get in the way of that. I don't know. It's come from a different time. I don't know if you know this. Mark, right now, as I said, you probably know WWE champion, the shrimp-colored coat, very respected main eventer, House of Pain, all of that. Mark was a weightlifter, went to the 1996 Olympics. He was a decorated weightlifter prior to that. As I recall, rather than training with his Olympic team prior to the Olympics, he went like up in the mountains with some strength coach, like up in like the mountains of Denver or something like that, and went and trained by himself these unusual, untested training techniques. Went to the Olympics, a favorite. He was everywhere. He even signed this big 10-year deal, the WWF, I think like $1 million a year or something. Big money, and he went to the Olympics, injured himself, was 14. Not what people had hoped he would do. Comes to wrestling, WWE, 1996, World's Strongest Man, Mark Henry. I'm sure Vince was thinking, Ken Patera, other people like that, an Olympian. This is before for Kurt Angle. And Mark comes out, red, white, blue. They do a little program with Jerry Lawler. It was bad. How bad do you have to be if Jerry Lawler can't do something with you? Think about all those green guys that came through Memphis. Jerry Lawler made more chicken salad than Panera. He couldn't do that with Mark Henry. Vince was not happy. Mark Henry was punished. Sexual chocolate, the hand bumped down to Ohio Valley, done all of these things to try to humiliate Mark and get him to quit so they wouldn't have to pay him. And look, to Mark's credit, stuck it out. Came around the other side, won the WWE World Championship in 2011. So what is that? 15 years, finally win the World Championship, to go from awful to World Champion. Stuck it out 15 years. Contract, all of that. By God, he did it. And he is respected today, and I give him credit for it still. It was a very long time. Lots of embarrassing things. Sexual chalk, all of these awful things. You know, I wonder, Mark, why didn't you quit? All of these things were happening to you. Why didn't you quit? Did you like it? I'm gonna guess you didn't. Pretty sure you didn't. Was it the money? There are probably very few places you could make that kind of money. So you stuck it out. You felt trapped. You didn't have a choice, maybe? I mean, yeah, choice. Could have quit. But to make that kind of money, support your family, support your kids, generational wealth, you stuck it out. And again, good for you. But you still stayed there. Maybe Janelle Grant, maybe she felt trapped, had to stick it out. And, you know, when you came into WWE, did you have visions of a hand marrying Mae Young, getting bumped down to Ohio Valley, getting punished? Did you have visions of those things? I'm going to guess those never came up. I don't know if you know this, but Vince sometimes has a reputation saying one thing, delivering another. Could that maybe have happened to Janelle Grant? Or, you know, he does talk about plural. He doesn't just talk about one person, Mark Henry. He mentions more than one. Strange. Anyway, is it possible that maybe Janelle Grant found herself in a similar situation where things weren't up front, then she was trapped, and where was she going to go? One, she's making money, but do you really feel safe? Single woman, poor, up against a billionaire. And you know, about that stuff, you know, Vince went through a tough time and all the stuff that happened recently. You know, some of that stuff is caused by Vince's own daughter and Vince's son-in-law and the head of WWE. All of these people, they voted unanimously to not let Vince come back to WWE. So they are part of the stuff that Vince has been through. Why would they do that? Why would they do that? And look, I understand. I mean, and I wish you the best. I wish your son, who just signed with WWE, the best going forward. I hope he has a better experience than you did. And I hope things are more upfront and more straightforward and honest in your son's career than they were in yours. You know, speaking of stuff, Janelle Grant is looking for the pharmacy, Peak Wellness, to get give her her medical records so she knows what pills and injections, infusions were administered to her by Peak Wellness and the lead doctor. Of course, Peak Wellness is fighting it. Vince is fighting it. It's deceitful. I mean, for all the stuff, all those tough times, hard times, baby, House of Pain, Hall of Pain, that's what, Hall of Pain, so House of Pain's jump around. Anyway, for all of that, why can't this pharmacy, Peak Wellness, just release what they gave her? Why won't they do that? Why haven't they done that? You know, I can go online right now, look at my medical records at my hospital anytime I want. Why can't she do that? What kind of stuff? What kind of stuff is that? I'd say she's having a tough time getting her medical records. Maybe going through all that stuff just to do it. Could you imagine, though? You're trapped. You need money. And not only that, you've been plied with something. And no one will tell you what you were plied with or exactly why you were plied. So maybe, I don't know, call me crazy. Maybe, just maybe, Vince isn't the only one who's gone through a tough time and all that stuff that happened recently. Maybe things weren't always straightforward between Janelle Grant and Vince McMahon. And yes, there's money. Yes, there are BMWs. Maybe they were breadcrumbs to lead her and keep her on the chain as long as Vince wanted. And when he was done, the money didn't just run out. It's money he promised her. She picked a price. He agreed to the deal. And then he broke. Could that be a tough time? Is that some stuff that happened? Allegedly. Allegedly, it is. So, you had a tough time. Went through a lot of stuff. Came out better. And respected on the other side. It's like, man, having a tough time. Going through some stuff. You know he's watching that election, right? His wife, Linda, part of the Trump transition team. Interesting. Don't know why I mentioned that. Just came to mind. Anyway, we'll see how he gets out. If he's respected, like Mark Henry when he gets through his tough time and stuff. And it's a shame that you can't see that maybe Janelle Grant and possibly others who have names, others who you may have worked with, and you've heard whispers. I have a hard time believing you haven't gone through a tough time and all the stuff that happened. She deserves respect. You know, Mark may be known as the world's strongest man. He'll never be known as the world's most sensitive man. It's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you want to add a boost to your sex life this weekend? Do you want to make your partner and yourself happy? Then call our special hotline now. We'll sell you those little pills that work below the belt for less than $1 a pill and deliver your package in a few days, just in time for the weekend. Our pill delivers almost the same results as expensive pills for less than a dollar a piece, and you don't need a prescription. And ask about their buy three, get three free offer. What are you waiting for? Boost your sex life and have a great time now. Less than a dollar a pill, discreet delivery in a few days, and a buy three, get three free offer? Dial this number and save it now.
800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. 800-229-8627. That's 800-229-8627. Paid for by the pharmacy shop.
Everyone watches more than 5 hours of television. Really? And that's not counting mobile viewing. Get Dish TV and make that time worth it. With Dish, you can get hundreds of channels, access to all kinds of sports, tons of movies, premium channels, and more. Another thing that's really cool with Dish is you can watch most of your favorite shows on your mobile device anywhere for a lot less than cable. Yes, that's right. We are asking you to watch more TV and not less TV, but make it better television with Dish this time, anytime, anywhere. So call right now and learn how easy it is to save on your television bill and get the most out of your TV viewing experience. Dial that number and I promise you we're here waiting for your call because we want to save you money and give you better television. We are Dish TV.
800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. 800-293-0328. That's 800-293-0328.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. 800-915-9654. That's 800-915-9654.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, Wrestling Observer Live. Last night in Orlando at SmackDown, WWE announced it's returning to Orlando Saturday, December 28th, which also, coincidentally, or maybe not, I don't know, is the same time, same place, oh, not same town, same city, Orlando, as AEW's pay-per-view World's End. They're about 20 minutes down the street, the Edition Financial Arena. Some people are upset with WWE. I think this is predatory. You know, WWE does do an annual holiday tour. Rearrange it to be in Orlando on the 28th. I don't. You know what? It doesn't matter. All is fair in love and war. WWE has always done this. People in wrestling have always done this. And look, if you're going to be in wrestling, you got to expect and be able to take or react to things like this. I mean, that's just the way it is. Wrestling promoters and companies have, and I'm not saying this is a dirty trick, okay? But there have been dirty tricks throughout the entire history of the wrestling business. So look, maybe this will make AEW promote better, put more effort and energy into building World's End, doing the best pay-per-view possible, so it's a huge success, or maybe there'll just be a few. We'll find out December 28th. Anyway, it's just business, kids. It ain't personal. All right, we'll talk to you next week. It's Jim Valley, Wrestling Observer Live.